Let's get right to it. Team LeBron signs a rapper. Yeah, date may be set for Mayweather versus Pac-Man, and a tough domestic violence policy dropped in the NFL. But let's go with college football first. No Johnny, no problem. The Aggies with Kenny Hill broke Manziel's record of passing. He passed for over 500 yards, passed for 3 TDs, beating South Carolina by 24 points. A&M were 10.5-point underdogs in this one. Ashley Furniture in College Park, get this, ran a promotion. If the Aggies were to win by 10 points, all furniture purchased between the 16th and the 27th would be free. Wow. Over 600 purchases were made, equaling $1 million in free furniture. Yeah, for the fans. One customer even purchased $20,000 worth of furniture. Now, of course, the store did purchase insurance. They were smart. So, Johnny Football, of course, I'm sure he was cheering for his former team. You see Johnny in his new commercial?
Yep.
In that Snickers ad? Yeah. So, Johnny Football, not tripping at all. More games on the schedule tonight. I'll probably watch the 8th-ranked Michigan State take on Jacksonville State, or I'll probably peep at a little bit of that Bowling Green game taking on Western Kentucky. 50 more games tomorrow. Check the local listings for your squad. Tony Stewart is ready to race, and Mayweather versus Pac-Man finally. The first new domestic violence policy released by the NFL yesterday. Let's call it the Ray Rice rule. Now 6-game suspension on your first-time offense and a lifetime ban on a second-time offense. This is for all employees in the NFL, and the league will also help out that individual, whether the aggressor or the victim. Commissioner Goodell did apologize for the 2-game decision on the Ray Rice situation. Yeah. It was reported that Adrian Peterson of the Vikings told Cowboys owner Jerry Jones he wanted to play in Dallas.
Somebody trip.
Well, now AP is backstepping and saying he wants to be a Viking for life. Denver over Dallas last night, 4th and final preseason game by 24 points. Washington over Tampa Bay by 14. Skins. The Bengals by 28 over Naptown. Panthers blank Pittsburgh. B-more over the NO. Philly by 30 over the Jets, Britt. And the Rams lost Miami by 1. But did you hear Coach Fisher, St. Louis coach, went on ESPN, who apologized for that report that they did, which included Michael Sam's shower habits.
Come on, Josina Anderson.
Ridiculous.
Oh, like saying like the boy was kind of not to make his teammates uncomfortable and trying to pick and choose when he actually went to the showers.
Come on.
Yeah, that was a little tacky. Now, Michael Sam is saying he can play in this league, and he's not tripping off the fact that teams have to cut 22 players to get down to that 53-man roster. Tony Stewart took 3 races all following that accident that killed Kevin Ward Jr. Well, he's ready to race this weekend. See him on Sunday in ATL. Bob Arum told the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday that he's optimistic that the super fight between Money Mayweather and Pac-Man will happen the first 6 months of 2015.
Okay.
Now, according to this report, both sides, HBO and Showtime, mm-hmm. are already talking about putting this super fight on. So that would certainly be a good thing. And lastly, Team LeBron signs Wale. Yeah, Rich Paul, what's his company? 77.
I forget, something like that. Entertainment group or something.
Hey, if you're going to leave Jay-Z, you might as well go with the king, huh?
Hey.